money, 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 money.
Fresher in them gully, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog, I be dropping voodoo. You barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag. I don't need approval, the definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can frost, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a party. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track, it sounds Chris style. You dudes about to be out the game, 6 foul. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitty suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm gonna pull trigger. I get the talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. They got three hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
Hey, Johnny, fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they cop to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cough. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is, I'm always on top. I'm living on the limit, I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These taps on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them, or bring some Benjamins. Come out, come out.
Stunting on hoes, stunting on hoes, rush brushing up my shirt, but ain't nothing on my clothes. Stunting on hoes, stunting on hoes, rush brushing up my shirt, but ain't nothing on my clothes. Stunting on hoes, stunting on hoes, rush brushing up my shirt, but ain't nothing on my clothes. Stunting on hoes, stunting on hoes, rush brushing up my shirt, but ain't nothing on my clothes. Stunting on hoes, stunting on hoes, rush brushing up my shirt, but ain't nothing on my clothes. Stunting on hoes, stunting on hoes, rush brushing up my shirt, but ain't nothing on my clothes.
Seen them two baby blue chrome wheels with coast doors. See me two chicks, I'm getting laid by both horns. Don't think cause I got this Elvis paper. The head going up and down like elevators. I'm the son of a boss, that's why I function. Blow their ass out like a factory truck in. Range chain glow, blast my Sango. Rocks in my watch looking like it's a rainbow. A lot of rappers hot, but they spitting that same flow. Killers on your block, see you sweeter than mangoes. Dog fought the cops, blue suit to the plain clothes. Still put a price on your top like you can go. I get you rocked by a New York smoker, cause I got a self pick like a New York broker. Like, dog, take this gang, take this crack. You see this prick, make it clap, and come and get a pack. What's
mighty gone stripping. Back up on a mission, fresh up out the kitchen. Hand do this weight, I ain't talking about lifting. Turn my ignition, brand new sports car, all white linen. Something like sports hard. Really, do you see the kid wearing that sports car? But you might see me out balling like sports star. It's time to new team, I do it on my own. Popping that champagne like I'm Jim Jones. Got the club on smash.
Carlito, Danny, I see you. HP on the first track, me. We chillin'. New Manly Man night. You know what I'm saying? And definitely got to shout out everybody joining the show. Shout out my co-host, Miss Truth Teller, a.k.a. the drum roll. Bring you niggas full. Yeah, you know. We're getting ready for this great show this Sunday, Diamond Spotlight. It'll be crazy. Mill Creek is going down. Live performances by Lance Donna, Curtis Starr, my boy Barrel the Beast will be in the building. And, of course, we'll be showing love to Blood Money, Pure Punishment, ENT. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely going down. Well, Pure Punishment Records, Blood Money, ENT. So definitely get that right. Yeah. I can't forget y'all. Definitely been there since like a couple of my day ones and shit and all that I've been doing. So support Blood Money forever. Like it's my blood. But big ups to my homeboy Buddha Bless gonna be performing. Who else? Young Zoe, of course, Knowledge, and our special guest for tonight, BMG. But they such hardworking guys. I don't even know if I'm gonna get him on the line tonight. And I definitely do understand. And I will keep the shit open. Maybe we'll just have y'all on the show Sunday. I'm going to make y'all work. I might make them be the co-host for Sunday night. But also, shout out to my girl, Mean China Doll. You know what I mean? MeanChinaDoll on Twitter. Just follow my girl. She definitely retweets for you. And if you're thorough, don't stalk her. That's what tonight's topic is. We talking about stalkers, you know what I mean? Sexual talkers, you know what I mean? You have any? Are you one? Pretty much, we want to know, you know what I'm saying?
Huh? I have one going back to the same situation. Like, I had one, and that was it with it. Never again.
He was a sexual stalker. How did he stalk you sexually? Like, a sexual stalker basically is somebody who either had it from you one time and just wanted some more or whatever, or had it from you a couple times and wants some more or whatever, or somebody who's just calling you, and you know all they want is sex or whatever, or they just want to have sex and they just draw and corny. Because, like, if a person don't give you sex by, like, I guess the second, third time you ask, you're not going to get it. So pretty much give up. You know what I mean? Like,
I have them all the time, then, if that's what you're talking about.
Oh, we'll see. Yeah, it's different kind of sexual stalkers, you know what I mean? It's different people who already got it, and they just want some more or whatever. And it's people who just stalk you. So they're saying,
never got it, but
they're
just belligerent about it.
Oh, God. I should put on internet sexual stalkers, too. I think I'm going to add that to it.
So I had one of them, right? I'm not going to say no names because I'm not going to check it out.
I'm trying to focus. Wait, but hold up.
But wait, check it out, right? Oh, wait, we have a caller, but wait, one second, y'all. 1 second, caller. But I'm going to say it like this, right?
Hello.
I have a friend,
Hello.
Right?
I'm listening.
Wow, background noise. But anyway, I have a friend, right, and he has a friend, you know, who was a mutual friend until they tried to play me when I exposed them. I ain't saying no names.
Awesome.
Who was like, huh? What you say?
I said, fuck him. Go ahead. Get your story. Tell your damn story. Oh, wait.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. My bad. Today we're gonna be next to each other. We ain't gonna go off on each other.
No, I'm not being mean. I'm just saying, say the story. We got people waiting.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to say the story, but you know, background noise. But okay, this person used to always.
All right, you know, I'm be good. I'm be nice. All right, go ahead, focus.
I'm trying to shut up, socket. I was about to say it, then you cut me off. Shut up.
This person
was like, you know, just let me fuck you one time. That's all we need to do, one time. That's all I want you is one time. Every time I talk to him, come on, just one time. I need it just one time. You will never regret it just one time. And then, right, when I found out that this mutual friend, you know, because we had lost touch.
Just get
when I found
the story,
out that,
we don't need all it. Go ahead.
When I found out that this mutual friend was a friend of his, and as I told the mutual friend, why this nigga denied everything and was like, he ain't never say no shit like that to me and all that, yo. I'm still waiting to run into this nigga. Huh?
Oh, well, fuck him. Fucking loser.
I'm still waiting to run into him. I'm still waiting to run into this nigga because I'm going to open this nigga up.
No,
like,
let it go. Like, that is, who gives a fuck about his name?
Let it go.
All the time, like. Hey, like,
go.
I grew up on 58th Street and in Southwest. Those guys are they my homies, and I love you guys, and I respect y'all, and y'all my brothers. So I'm like, you know what I mean? So I really understand, like, I appreciate y'all with me, but niggas ain't shit, yo. Damn, they ain't shit. But there's a lot of guys that are good out there, you know what I mean? So we can show some love to that. But that one guy, don't even stress yourself. Karma probably bit him in his dick. He probably don't even use condoms like the boy from the other night. Like, he is a nobody. As a matter of fact, if you get his number, we play on this fucking phone. I got him. This dirty little lying ass. I have him showing somewhere butt naked with flowers.
I'll tell you who it is later. You going to crack
cool.
up.
Yep, we going to stalk you, so I'm gonna send you some pictures of some naked girls. Like, yeah, come butt naked with flowers to 555.
Come butt naked with flowers.
No, I'm gonna say come butt naked with flowers to 4200 Chester Ave, Sunday, May 1st, so we can all laugh at you. But we got a caller. Your mic's open. 267-600. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
It ain't open. Let me open it.
Very powerful.
It's open. Hello?
Yo.
267. Who that? What's up? Welcome to the show.
Powerful. Five-day powerful, baby. Five-day zip gang. SWP all day.
Oh, shit. What's good? Welcome. I was just talking about 58th Street. But in a good way, you know.
I heard.
You are one of the...
Now, you know what? I'm going to say this. Listen, I ain't saying it about you because some of y'all, not you, some of them who are, like, really horrible, their reputation is like a rap sheet. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
Hey, man. That's what they do, man.
These niggas got
okay,
rap sheets.
Man, so,
some of the women, too.
Through.
I ain't even going to lie. Some of the women got rap sheets, too. Thank God I'm not one of them, but... Some of the women got rap sheets on the 8, too. But you the shit. Well, I know for a fact you could relate to the topic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. More than ever, man. about 100 of them, man.
100. How many internet sexual stalkers do you have? Because, like, that's going to be the little subtopic for tonight.
I normally, on internet, young girls, the girls that I used to smash hit me now, like my cousin or my sister used to talk about you and used to come over to see her. I'm 18 now, I'm grown. I'm like, nah, man, I'm cool, man. I'm too old for that shit.
That's crazy. But you know what? It's like, what is it you think that they couldn't get enough of or they wanted more of or how was they coming in?
Oh, well, nothing personal. If I go down on them, you know, ain't nobody going to forget that shit. You know, I think I'm the best that ever done it. So, you know, once I go down on them, they always going to call me back, so.
Oh, shit. So it's because you've been eating them out?
Yeah, man. That's my problem.
So, you know, I got somebody for you, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I know what your specialty is. I got somebody for you, you know what I mean? But... sometimes that's how it is. Like, you just do that one move on them. They like, yo, I need it again. But you're not always going to mess with the person again. Maybe it might just be for that one thing you want to try out or whatever. Or,
you know, like
I
don't work for you. I mean, you know, just because I don't come could you call now is a problem. Like, you know, like, sheesh.
Yeah, exactly. Like, come on now, fall back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell y'all because, you know what I mean? I had one one-night stand or whatever, right? And I can't even call it like a one-night stand because it was just like I only did it to him once and then like I just stopped calling him or whatever. Like I just, because I felt like, all right, now, when you do stuff too fast or, like, not in a relationship or whatever, for me, it just feel like, what the hell am I doing? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to go back. You in the moment. You're like, all right, I just want to try it. Like, all right, fuck it.
Right,
you know what I mean? And today, I'm just like, all right, this is not going anywhere. So I'm not even going to waste my time. Or whatever. Plus, I'm half crazy, too. So, if it's not going anywhere, I might get pissed off and shit. Like, what? Like, 10 days and shit.
No,
like, hold the fuck up. This nigga ain't bringing no flowers.
The thing with guys is guys don't know how to handle rejection. And a lot of dudes don't know how to handle a female say, all right, you know, I'm going to come through, bang you, and then roll out. A lot of guys be like, you know, manhood and ego comes into play. A lot of cats. Like, a person like me, somebody come through, they hit me off once. They roll out, they won't call no more. I'm going to ask why for shit. She don't want to, hey, fuck it. You know, but a lot of guys can't deal with that. So that's why y'all had y'all problems on y'all end.
See, I understand that to a certain extent. But on some real shit, I think you sometimes just got to accept what a person, you know what I mean, wants. And that's just it. Like,
everything
can't always be explained. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Especially if you a nobody to that person, like, come on now. Because it comes, I'm talking about stalkers. We're talking about stalkers because, like I said, a person will answer your call after, like, the second or third time, and you still calling, that's, you're a stalker, like, point blank, period. I mean, they don't believe it? What do you think they believe?
I mean, like, they just think, like, you know, like, you know, you know how these cats is, man. I can't speak for all dudes. You know, I ain't built like these, man. I'm built for tough. I don't know how these other cats built, but, you know, the mother dudes, you know, they wear their hearts on their sleeve, man. And, you know, when they get, you know, a lot of these guys is more female
so
now than anything. Now they get attached like a motherfucker, like, you know what I'm saying? So, it, you know, it be going down. You really got to watch your legs too right now, though.
know that's right, definitely.
He said they get attached. They like, they get a taste of that pussy and they want more and more and more no matter what you say.
You know what? That's true, because that's definitely true. Like, come on, they definitely get a little taste or even just a little whiff. Like, I can't stand it. Like, but that's why I try to be like as honest as I could possibly be, to the point where I'm almost a fucking asshole bitch. Like, look, you need to fuck alone. What the fuck's wrong with you? I said no. Now, as far as internet sexual stalkers, I am so shocked. And, like, that's why I had to giggle a little bit earlier, because certain people got the audacity and, I don't know, the courage to just come out their mouth sideways, you know what I mean, on the internet. And I just want to know, who the hell is agreeing to some of these damn text messages? It seems like they copy and pasting messages to everybody and shit. Like, I got a message in my inbox the other day. I want to sex you, but I'm in Dubai. Like, you're all the way over the fucking sphere, like, drawling. Talk about, I want to sex you. I swear to God, that is how it was worded. I want to sex you, but I'm in Dubai right now. UAE and shit. I'm like, oh God, I'm done. Like, this is ridiculous. Is it ever going to stop? Like, what?
These cats in the way, man. Like, these dudes is in the way. Like, hey, man. I mean, you know, because see, they gotta live by the pimp code. See, the thing is, dudes don't realize that, you know, we don't choose the chick. The chick is the chooser. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, just fall back. She chooses. You know what I mean?
She chooses. I was about to take it a little further and really give them some information, like. You know what I mean? Even if you're trying to meet a girl online, you don't have to give her an 8-page roster of who you are, what you've been up to, and what you're doing next. Like, because first of all, you're coming off in her inbox saying, I'm 5'11". And some people do that shit. They be like, I'm 5'11", 260 pounds. I got a good job. I'm just saying, like, instead of doing all that, won't you just say hi? Because 9 times out of 10, she's not going to want to meet you. You being all drawling and corny. And if the girl falls for that, like, I don't know what she's into. Like, seriously, I'm being honest. Because, like, you putting all your cards out there, you seem fake. It seemed like you just reposted to somebody else's page. Like, be natural and really get to know a person and not so much this internet scary stuff. Because a person could tell you that they're anything. You know what I mean? Like, why would you believe it? Like, I just don't get it. Like, they trying to say more people are meeting people online and whatnot and such or whatever. But to be frank and to keep it like a whole 100 or whatever, like, you meet these people online, but you really don't know them. Like, it's just no way in hell that first impression was really genuine, because, number one, you didn't get to see the person face-to-face, you know what I mean? And number two, it's just words, you know what I mean? Or just a picture, not so much as that, you know what I mean, that real chemistry, really getting to know a person or whatever. So I say, like, if you even go and get to know a person, or if you meet them online, it's one thing, good thing you can meet online, or and especially if that's your picture or whatever, or I see what you look like, I like that or whatever, I really like to get to know you more, period. Not so much, I'm 6'7" and I drive a Mercedes and all, it's like, oh, huh? I don't even see it. Like, why in the world do you just, you know, like, I just think that's
game.
Like, you ain't got no game.
Game.
Like, it's corny.
Game.
You definitely got nothing to fall back on. You just put it all out here.
You know, ain't got no savoir faire. You know what I mean? You know, they just want to get right to the point, man. You know what I mean? If they knew a chick want to be courted anyway. You know what I'm saying? So,
exactly.
So fall back with the preliminary. I mean, just be yourself, man. You know, and believe me, if a female gonna holler at you, she gonna holler at you. You know what I mean? That's just what it is. They gonna holler.
Yeah.
They wanna holler at. They don't. You know, one thing about a female, she ain't got the bag for no pipe. You know what I'm saying? She wants some pipe. She can throw a rock in any direction. Somebody gonna get her something.
Yo, definitely thanks for keeping it 100. And we sometimes, you know what I mean, I'm gonna say this, and I've said it before. I've known to be a stalker, you know what I mean? But I'm a good stalker, you know what I mean? Like, I'm almost to a point where I'm like a guardian, you know? Like, I watch, you don't know I'm there and shit, like, or like, like a bond that you just don't even know that I have and shit. But, like, one day, when y'all pay me $19.95 a minute, I'm going to give y'all the one and two of not being a stalker, being a guardian, you know what I mean? The people don't even know that you keep the tabs on every fucking single goddamn thing that's going on and shit, you know what I mean? But you got to do it, you know what I'm saying? It's a science, it's a finesse, so, you know what I mean? Like, you can look at me and say, oh, she's not no stalker, but I really just know everything, you know what I mean? I've just been stalking everything in my spare time while I'm doing this, and that, and everything else. You know what I mean? You got to be able to have that finesse to it. But I tell you one thing, even if I told y'all who I was talking to, I wouldn't believe it. Like, so it is what it is.
Man,
anything
possible now, man. This 2011. Don't let it shock me no more.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. So, yeah, I sometimes, like I said, some of those messages get a little crazy. You know what I mean? And then the dick pic sensation that people are into right now, I don't get it. Like you sending me a picture of your dick, but can you send me a picture of your stroke? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck is all that? Like, I don't care the size. Like, can you give me a picture of you, you know what I mean, really doing the motion? Like, send a video and shit. These niggas is whack. I'm half-assed with it. I'm done.
Like, send me a picture. If you send me a picture of your dick, I know that's your dick, and you just saying, take a picture.
Yeah. It's just your dick. Send me a picture of your dick and your face. And your balls and shit. Like, no, I'm joking. Don't send me a picture.
Like, looking at, like, a full body mirror and take a picture of everything. I want the face. It's all in the same picture. Fuck, man.
Yeah. I remember one joint, I ain't gonna lie. This joint was beautiful. I got it a couple years ago. I still remember that joint. I was like, yo, that ain't chore. That shit scared me. I just stopped calling the boy. Like, you just scare me. Is that real?
No, I had one, this white guy. Oh, my God. He put most black men in the shack.
You did what?
See, she said he said a black man's dick. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
How did he looking like he had a little hook to it. I said, whoa.
I'm done. I've heard it all. Like, I've heard it all. So he sent it. You know what? That's why I don't even bother with. Yeah, I'm done. Okay. So.
Wait.
What?
That one deserves a
grr, grr, grr. No, it does not. You little freak ass. You was. You know what? We've come to establish some things, and then I know way more about truth telling, but yeah, you know what everybody else knows.
Let me know. Get the tongue popping.
But tonight's topic is definitely crazy. We want to hear some music tonight, too, especially from my boys BMG. Well, BMG, my gang, Swag on a Million. Definitely show love. Shout out to Dirty Boy, who on Twitter, you know, I'm about to tweet him and Easy, show some love, you know what I mean? Definitely shout out to everybody calling in. If you want us to open up your mic, just press the number one. We'll definitely get to your call. Maybe you got something to say about the topic, you know? We're talking about sexual topics, sexual stalkers.
Wait. The first one, Philly Shine, we are semi-bilingual. If you want to talk, press uno.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't speak Spanish, so you guys got to direct all the Espanol directed to her. But,
I said semi-bilingual. We do Spanglish. Uno.
Oh, goodness. But, yeah, what she said, you know what I mean? We're about to show some love tonight, and I got a lot to say about sexual topics, you know what I mean? It's crazy. Yeah, I got a lot to say about the topic. Sorry about that. I had to go out real fast. But, and then I hope I should have texted the person who I'm talking to so that. I'm gonna text him one more time so he can understand. Calling what? Yeah. Definitely gotta show love to everybody who's stalking. You know what I mean? Maybe you just need to stop. Like that's what tonight's message is. If a person isn't giving to you by the third time you ask, quit it. You know what I mean?
How about text stalking though?
What'd you say?
Text stalkers, the ones that text you all the time.
That too, like, that shit's whack. Like, oh my God.
I have one of them. This guy, like, he just don't get it. I'm mean to him. I'm everything, and he just keeps texting me. Yo. It's just crazy.
First of all, you're drawling. And then what about the people who you just want to leave alone? You know what I'm saying? You're like, all right, I'm done now. But they still text you. Can I get some more? Can I please eat that? Well, let me eat that again. Can I see that again? Like, oh, God, are you serious? Like, what are you fucking retarded? Or you just really think that it's all that? I don't know. Either way, we're talking about the funniness of your life and what you're doing. And then, like I said, you pay $19.95 a minute. I teach you the guardian method. You know what I mean? You just, it's like you're not even there. It's like you're invisible. I'm like, where are you watching me from? You'll never know.
You are a mess.
That's real shit, though. Hey, I saw you too, truth teller. You don't even know. I know everything. Like, you be telling me stuff, but I be like, I already knew. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what?
What'd you say?
I ain't say nothing.
Okay. Well, definitely shout out to everybody joining on the show tonight. We're going to get into some music for my babes, DMG, my gang. We definitely got to play this song, Swag on a Million. They're going to be performing live this Sunday at Mill Creek. Gonna be crazy. They're gonna have everybody rocking. Totally Shine Radio.
Easy, dirty boy, aka
I said she be like, yeah, I be like, yo. Easy in the building, so you know that it's a go. Swag on the milk, but tell your man chill. When you know the kid ballin', got a pocket for the bills. Ill, sick, I'ma probably need a pill. Real, that little nigga easy, so real. I'm young, I'm fly, I'm flashy. You know me, yo, bitch on my dick, my bag, she might OD. Rollin' with that nigga, young bug, yeah, OG. Now we on the stage, we shine, they want to kill me. Swag on the milk, bro. BMG, my gang, you know we keep it real though. Shut down Mill Creek. We don't got no deal though. Where I fuck the beat, you don't think I got a deal though. Swag on the mill, bro. Swag on the mill though. Preach at a DZ, gon' get that appeal though. Easy, no pick. Swag on the mill though. Sit so southwest, you know we keep it real though.
Gone with the sand, I'm a swag on the mill, bro. Gone with the sand, I'm a swag on the mill, bro. Gone with the sand, I'm a swag on the mill, bro. Gone with the sand, I'm a swag on the mill, bro. It's on the mill, bro. It's on the mill, bro. It's on the mill.
G in my bag like Miller. Everybody feel me. Haters ice grill me. Crash course BMG S-Dub fill it. Block pipe like Willie. Buy pop 9 million. You can pop 9 times like pop if you grill me. Real it. Better tell your homeboys chill it. Headshot, band shot, more where they chill it. Swag on the mill shit. $100 bill shit. AK the realest. Can't bug a realest. Back block banging. I'm banging niggas for real shit. Silly when I'm going and it's really how I'm doing it. Lock on overdrive. I'ma drive over it. Bag it up and break it down till that shit over with. Till that shit over with. Blue jeans over shit. Shut it down and open it. Top it with I'm toting with your head. I might just open it. That bridge, you might just over it. Swag on the mill, when it's over with.
Gone with the sand, I'm a swag on the mill, bro. Gone with the sand, I'm a swag on the mill, bro. Gone with the sand, I'm a swag on the mill, bro. Gone with the sand, I'm a swag on the mill, bro. On the mill, bro. Swag on the mill, bro. On the mill, bro. Swag on the mill, bro. On the mill, bro.
a stupid case. Real estate, this is why the motherfuckers really hate. Major pay, do it big, I'm talking hillbilly way. Get it straight, we getting paid, fuck you niggas got say. Money out the asshole, I'm talking major cash flow. Nigga, you a asshole, you ain't got no swag, bro. Swag through the roof, what the fuck you niggas mad for? Swagging on these niggas, yep, something in my Louis boots. Better grip y'all bitches up, this is what my niggas do. Geek squad ho, fuck a deal, got my own leg. Just a nigga ask for a check. Make my own money, yeah, I stack my own chips. Call me Slay, Method Dirty, yeah, I whip my own whips. With my Maserati whipping, dipping through traffic. Heard you about that cash, it's a simple mathematics. I ain't about that drama, but them llamas, I'ma blast it. And they gon' call your mama and tell her pick a cabin. Come on, what you saying? I'm a swag on the mill, bro. Come on, what you saying? I'm a swag on the mill, bro. Come on, what you saying? I'm a swag on the mill, bro. Come on, what you saying? I'm a swag on the mill, bro. On the mill, bro. Swag on the mill, bro. On the mill, bro. Swag on the mill, bro. On the mill, bro. Swag on the mill, bro. On the mill, bro. Swag on the mill.
Southwest in the building. Swag on a million. We asked for an encore. This shit was so crazy last Sunday at 69th Street, Leon. We like, hold up, get back on stage. They busy men. Shout out to DMG, my gang, Southwest Philly in the building. Swag on a million. They will be there this Sunday, rocking the fuck out. You know what I mean? Definitely crazy, crazy talent from those guys. You know what I mean? Appreciate it. I had to get Daffo back on the line. We lost you for a second.
You
gotta keep schooling them. This is our manly man night. You know what I mean? You gotta give them some info, give them some insight. Stop being so emotional, y'all niggas.
Can't be told. Not be told. Now, I mean, about giving some jewels and night. That's about it.
We appreciate it. Truth Teller definitely appreciates it too. Yeah, we both do. You know what I mean? We need that ML company. We had some great company these past couple of shows. Definitely check out my archive shows. 2 weeks ago we had TD on the show. It was crazy. Follow him at @Q_TD. The Game Chose Me is definitely out circulating. Gotta check these links out so I can get this shit popping all crazy. And of course, last Thursday, my number was in a building. You know what I mean? Stunting on holes all crazy. On, what's that drone called? Tiny Chat? No. What was it on Ustream, right? Ustream doing that cute shit. Truth Teller was going crazy. What's going on? But I want to ask, you know what I mean? I admit openly to being a stalker, you know what I mean? Like, because I just need to know what's going on with certain situations. Some of the artists be thinking that I get on their nerves because I stay on them so much, but it's because I care, too, you know what I mean? Like, I care to make sure everything's good, you know? That's, like I said, guarding. All right, I'm giving y'all too much. That's 1995. Yeah, pay for it. But let me ask you, Truth Teller, have you ever yourself been a stalker, a sexual stalker? Was it some dick you just had to have either again or for the first time and kept trying?
I think that's there for not recently.
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm here. I asked you a question.
And I was answering it. You probably didn't hear me. I said, not recently. Like, I don't ever think I did that. I don't know. I got to think about that one.
Oh, well, shit, yeah. You got to think about it. It definitely hasn't happened in a while.
Oh, shut up.
I've never been a stalker, but, you know, just like the other night I said, you know what I mean, I've been the other woman before, you know what I mean, and knowing it and just, like, drawling, like... It was just like, I just had to. Like, I wasn't a stalker about it. You know, I can't imagine I had to really stalk sex. Like, I definitely would have had lost my ass or something. Something grew herpes on my face or some shit if I had to stalk. I had to grow some herpes. Like, I don't see you as one either.
Nafo, have you ever had a time where you just had to stalk the pussy and you still either didn't get it or it took a couple tries?
Nah. I mean, you know, my whole thing is like, you know, I'm really like harassing people because I don't want nobody to harass me. So you know, therefore, you know, Drake said it best. You ain't trying to pop that shit for pep, okay? Well, never mind. You know, so.
I do like the line that Drake said. I was like, that's hot. But forgot. Yeah, I guess so. I guess you're right. So it was never a girl like say somebody who's your friend or either a girl that you might want to fuck had you like spend a night with her or something like that and she didn't give you nothing. Did you get it in the morning or did you get it like another time or whatever? Or was it, did you even want it or whatever?
Personally, I'm a patient person. You know what I'm saying? Because you know the thing is, a woman gonna do whatever it is she wanna do, man. She gonna give it up the way she gonna give it up, whether it be Jay-Z or the dude that fucking flipped burgers at McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? she want to have it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I know, I'm patient with it, man. She gonna get it to you. She don't. You know, I get mad and know you ain't shit and cuss you out and all that, man. Look, shit. I guess they want me to have it, so shit, fuck it, you know.
Okay, yeah. I can understand that, yeah, because it don't even matter. I remember it was a guy that, you know, like certain times the girl don't want to make that first move and shit, right? So, you know, you wait, but when a guy don't make the move, what are you supposed to do? Like, you know, I'm not going to, you know, be that, what you could say. Like, if you already now, if you're already in a person's bed or whatever, and you already got them, like, y'all chilling or whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? You're about to go to sleep, whatever. That's definitely, and my girlfriend, she told me about a story, too. That shit is frustrating, you know what I mean? You don't want to, like, what is it, two people that's either too cocky to say I want this right now or what? Like, what is it? Like, I don't get it. Like, they
you
don't
just be shy, and you don't want to, you know, just come out and say it.
Well, from my position, I like my woman aggressive. So therefore, you know, if you want it, man, you know, I a man want to fuck about 99% of his day anyway. So, you know,
okay.
You got to jump the damn bones. He made the move. Go on the bed. Look at them. He ain't going to let them.
But the girl is not going to make the first move. She's not going to do it. Like, unless you're somebody that, like, you're already in a relationship or whatever, or you're already in a friends with benefit type of situation or whatever, then you'll be, like, more aggressive. Then you'll be, like, you know what I mean? I could be more into, like, taking the first move where I'd be like, I'm going to take initiative because I already know that that's mine or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, you're going to be like, oh, what do I do? Like,
okay, go. Hold on, wait. No. I'm going to say this. We see you, Vinny. We're going to get to you in a second.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're definitely going to answer calls. But on some real shit, like, That's like serious. Sometimes you don't want to wait. And then what's even crazier, like, we had a situation where you try to give a person a sign a couple times. Like, I remember my girlfriend was telling me, she was like, she straight had on a dress where every time she bent over, it showed her ass cheek. And he still never made a move. And I'm like, well, damn, what do you do the fuck next? Like, that's just fucking crazy. Like, you know, the fuck me dress, fuck me shoes, ass cheeks out, and then you don't get none.
I mean, but you know, if the signs are there, the signs are there. If you don't pick up on a sign, then sheesh, you know.
Is he gay? I don't think so. I don't think he was gay. I don't know. But you know what I mean? But I've even had situations where I'm like, well, is he gay? Like, you know, like, or what is it? Like, is it me?
Okay,
you know what I mean? Is my ass not this fat today?
Well, look, honest with me, right? I believe it or not, as outspoken as I am on here, I'm the shy type. I will not make the first move.
Let me tell you why.
I don't like rejection because if I make the first move and you're not feeling me, I don't like rejection. I let you make the first move.
If a man came down some trim, like, like, you know.
Trim? What's trim?
Well, if a man came down some pussy, that's old school, you know.
Last time I heard trim, my grandma said it, and my grandma died in 1995. She was in a nursing home, and she was, like, in her wheelchair to herself. I said, grandma, where you going? She said, I'm going next door to my boyfriend. I'm going to get me some trim.
Okay, trim. I got you. All right, I'm done. Definitely shout out to all my Team Diamond girls on Twitter. Pam Team Diamond, Team Diamond Ho. You know what it is. You already know. Shout out to the newest Team Diamond member. Can't pronounce your name, young lady, but... I can tell it about the following right now. As a matter of fact, yeah, go check out my Twitter. Everybody I'm following, you follow too. Like, you know, we all network. We all work together. Definitely show love.
I definitely got to get out of it. I got to do Team Diamond. I just don't like Twitter. It's just too much.
At least you got to be Team Carlito, right? Or whatever. Like, you got to be something on Twitter. You know what I mean? You got to like something. Shout out to everybody joining the show. We're going to open up some callers. We talk about stalkers, you know, showing off Mill Creek this Sunday. Definitely going down.
I lost my mouth.
Well, we can open up two.
We got three callers in a row, yo. Okay, yeah, so that's Benny, because he's been waiting here the longest.
Benny. Yo, what up, Benny?
What's
good, man?
You didn't send
putting
me
the
call, Benny?
Putting it work. We putting final touches on it right now. We putting it work, baby.
You know what? No, I'm done.
No, for real.
I'm
going to put Jake on the phone.
We're
about to
cut
all that shit, man.
No, we're not going to cut him off. We just going to move on. It's okay. It's okay, Benny. Benny said he had a song with my boy, Philadelphia Gates.
Yeah, Philadelphia Gates is in the fucking building, baby.
Hey, what's up, yo? Welcome back
what's
to the show.
On,
how you been?
Chilling. What you need from me? I heard you want some songs. You ain't got my songs over there?
Yeah. I need to join the Perfect Pussy again, yo. I don't know where it is. I thought I had it.
I got you.
Heard it like four times.
We about to send you some crap we just laid just now. We just laid some work for you.
Wait a minute. It's called The Perfect Pussy, right? That's the name of the song?
It's called it's called My Favorite Pussy.
My Favorite Pussy. Yeah.
My Favorite Pussy.
Shout out to my favorite person on the line. Jamel, I see you. What's good? Welcome back.
That's what it's all about.
Jamel.
I need to send y'all a song.
The pussy lips. Pretty pussy.
Huh?
We got a song called Pretty Pussy Lick.
Yeah, he said pretty pussy. Well, he probably called back. Shout out to HMC. I seen him in the building too.
It's money.
No, yeah, my favorite pussy. Yeah, that's the name of the song. I was like, I know.
It makes the world go around. You gotta make music about them type of songs. It makes the world go around.
You gotta show off and tell everybody where they can be able to check out your music, Mill. Welcome to Philly Shine. You already know we gotta show off, and then we'll talk about all that.
We got a penny in the plan on that Piff right now for free downloads. I'm about to pick Focus, my new joint up. That's my solo joint. Then I'm about to sing out the joint with me, Vinny, and Tone. And I got another mixtape called Summer Numbers that I'm putting out. It's all for the females.
Featuring Vinny Showboat.
Yeah, Summer Numbers going to be crazy. I'm trying to do Summer Numbers. I
know. Own song, Pretty Pussy Lips.
Okay, well, we got Jamel Big on the line. He said his song is called Pretty Pussy Lips.
I'm filming the pussy song, brother. It's all about the pussy.
Gangsta Boo.
That's hot.
Gangsta Boo. Wait.
Wasn't that your name or that the end of that show you did?
Oh, God, yes. Definitely shout out to J. Raina Smith. I was Gangsta Boo, a.k.a. GB, on the Murray Show, Love Jones for Your Bones. I was super funny, and I was acting. It was really decent. I had so much fun. I can't even believe how good it came out. Like, it was too hilarious. I'm going to Google it and share it on my Facebook. Yes, my acting debut, I did comedy and drama and craziness. I had a taser and a whip. It was just amazing. It was
that stun gun was out of control.
I had a little stun gun and a whip and a short skirt. It was hot.
Man.
I did a tuna casserole. You got to check it out. The Murray Show.
Weebly.com.
You can check it out.
I was active. And follow John Blue on Twitter. He's an R&B singer.
Who?
John Blue. John Blue.
Oh.
Blue.
I thought you said Blue. I thought you said that's forbidden.
He has a song, Don't Turn Around. Don't Love With Your Back. Love With Your Back.
Oh, in Love With Your Booty.
Love With Your Booty, Love With Your Booty, I'm in love with your booty.
Yeah, we like that song. I love that song. Shorty got ass today. Something, something. That's my shit. I love that song. What's his Twitter?
John B L U.
John B L U. I'm about to follow him right now.
J O H N or J O N?
The regular John. The regular
J-O-H-N. I didn't know who that guy was, but I would always hear that song and go crazy in the club. Shorty, I'd ask the days. I know. But we want to show some love. And, almost choked myself on nothing and shit. I'm about to go get a drink.
That's something.
Some dick out your mouth.
He's working with Illuminati.
He working with DJ Illuminati?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. Definitely shout out to DJ Illuminati doing this thing in Texas. But no, if I had a dick in my mouth, I wouldn't be on Philly Shine Radio, honey. I'd be somewhere.
Oh, you a multitasker. You is a multitasker.
I am not no multitasker. I can't even walk and chew gum at the same time. Leave me alone.
But when you talk about me. Oh.
I can't do it either. So, like, what? Like. Hey, yo.
Talk on the phone and use the bathroom.
Mind your business. The mouth telling my business. Like, what the hell? For what? I take shit to talk to the phone. What the fuck? It happens, you know? Like, you ain't gonna hear me flush the toilet. I'll mute the phone. That's natural. But, shout out to everybody listening. And like I was saying, I got my boy Daffo on the line, my Southwest brother, handsome as he could be. Cool as motherfucking shit. I'm going to drop some jewels on y'all tonight. Y'all got to remember this shit. You may not hear this ever again. Ever, ever, ever. Ever, 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 ever. You know what I mean? But we got a request from the inbox, you know what I mean? Definitely from another side, little source. They want to hear that track from Dunny and Me again. So we're going to go in, play the music, show some love. Get back into this topic. Our tonight's topic, callers. Sexual top stalkers, internet sexual stalkers, whatever. Somebody who just won't stop asking for it, or somebody who won it again. Like, if you didn't get it, you're not going to get it. Like, why are you still asking for it? Like, if the person's giving you all types of excuses in the book, that means you're not going to have any sex from them. You're not. It's not going to happen. No more Chewies, no more Star Wars. Like, no. But we're going in. No more teaching you how to dunny. You can't learn it anymore. No, Miss Truth Teller, you know what I'm saying? We all sing along. Get that money, money, money. Money, money. Okay, more money. And I have to say. Shout out to everybody listening on the show once again.
Honest. Ms. Brown. Truth Teller.
Sorry, y'all. We had a little internet disconnection for a second, but we're going to get right back into it. Right back.
Honest.
Dunny. I be going in on them. No nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog. I be dropping voodoo. You barely get some. You are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag. I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a party. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track and sound Chris style. You dudes about to be out the game, 6 foul. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitty suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm gonna pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. That got 3 hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
Hey, Dunny, fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they got to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid talk. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is. I'm always on top, I'm living on the lid. I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These taps on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamins. Come out. Come out.
Come out. Come out. Come out.
I'm out. I'm in.
Roll that tongue like a truth teller.
I like that song. Roll that tongue like a truth teller.
Salute don't and that tongue like a teller.
That's how you be. Truth teller be like, bring your balls closer.
Yeah. I love that song. I love that song. Once you bring it to my face, love that song. Come on, fuck my face.
Yeah, pull my hair and fuck my face and my
Coco Brown voice, round me in your Rolls Royce. Hold up. Like, no, I love her. Shout out to Coco Brown. I definitely got they song, Raw That Shit, in the fucking doors. Matter of fact, I'm ready to hear it. And people are blowing my phone up. They trying to get in touch with Looney about getting some beats. Shout out to a couple people.
Faith. Well, they can call me at 770-896-2612, or you can call 215-200-7554. What
like
you have to do is get some plane tickets, and we're there, and here go and have a session in your studio, you know what I'm saying? Make sure, you know, the paperwork right. We do a contract before we come, and here come to Philly and do his thing right there in front of you.
Wow. In your area, you know what I mean? As a matter of fact, we might as well play that song again. I got to talk a little bit more about the topic from the other night. Raw that shit. Pull out here, raw that shit. That's my song. Callers, we're going to get to you in a minute. Definitely hang on. Shout out to the private callers calling. I want to know who you are, but we'll wait till later. We got to raw that shit first.
I think I know who that was.
Raw that shit. Hey,
man, I was over at the girl house the other day. I ain't had no madams. You know what I did?
Roll that shit, roll that shit. Pull my hat and roll that shit. Roll that shit, roll that shit. Smash my ass and roll that shit. Roll that shit, roll that shit. Pull my hat and roll that shit. Roll that shit, roll that shit. Roll that shit. Smash my ass and roll that shit.
Crazy. That's my boy Louis Coon.
Coco Brown, and I forgot the other guy. I'm going to check it out, his name, but raw that shit. Crazy beats, crazy music. Shout out to my boy Looney Tunes doing his thing. You know what I mean? We got to get him. We're going to get him in Philly ASAP. It's like, seriously, like, get my money right for my Looney Tunes. I'm up this bitch.
Oh, honest.
Yes, yes, Demel.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, you know, Esquire DJs are taking over Atlanta. And, you know what I'm saying, this is my new artist, Honest Fire. Her name is Posh. She is performing down in Jacksonville. And she an Esquire DJ model and a rapper.
Right. That's what's up. What's up with you? Definitely tell everybody where they can be able to check you out. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
Oh, I'm on the radio. Are you serious?
Yes. You know, Demel will definitely have you out networking and showing you off. So, shout out. But I don't know.
Hi. My name is Posh. Yes, I am from the ATL, as Demel said, and I am X Squad affiliated.
We love it. We definitely love it. So, let us know how we can be able to check you out on Twitter, your Facebook, whatever, you know.
My Twitter is Posh House, so that's P-O-S-H House. And then my website is www.theposhhouse.com. And hit me up on Facebook at Posh House. And that's about it.
Dope.
I'm glad you guys gave me a call. I'm sorry.
We had to bring you in on the show. You know what I'm saying? We're going to definitely be able to get the interview popping off soon. Demel will make sure I get some music and we show off. But tonight is my manly man night. I'm Honest Fire, my co-host, Truth Teller in the building. And we got
hello.
Hey, extra,
how
extra
are you?
Special co-host, Dafo. You know what,
what up?
Show love. Let's say hi to Dafo. But we're going to definitely show love to you. You got to get it on a topic, tonight's topic. You know, you normally get into people's business. We want to know about sexual stalkers, internet sexual stalkers, text stalkers. All they want is sex, and you just keep saying no, and they just don't get the picture. Or either you gave it to them and they just want more, and you're like, I'm done. Like, I might have been good, but she wasn't mine. Like,
oh wow!
Oh yeah, we're real raw with this show.
I see.
You didn't hear the song "Raw That Shit," raw that shit.
We worse than raw that shit. Yeah, we are worse than that. But no, we don't give out diseases on this show. That's the
only. Right.
protected. Yeah, you're protected.
We're definitely trying to put these sexual stalkers on to the fact that you're drawing on yourself.
She got stalkers now.
Who has stalkers? I don't have any stalkers. Well,
you don't have any? Sorry, now listen, she got to be the only. You don't have no internet inbox stalkers?
Or she got outrageous fans. We'll say she got outrageous fans.
No, we talk about the drawing people who be in your inbox like, baby, I just want to see it, or baby, I just want to see you, or whatever. Like, we even got people from overseas drawing. Like, I don't get it. Like, the internet puts you definitely out there, but it's not all about that, guys. Like, you're a stalker. You're drawing. You know what I mean? Like, get it together. So that's all I'm saying about them. That's all. We trying to help people out, you know what I'm saying? Not everybody knows how to be a guardian.
Who's had a stalker on here?
Huh? Everybody. We all got them.
Of course,
we got a bunch of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, everybody got a bunch. Like, it's like, what can you do? Like, sometimes, and it don't even matter. Like, even my one girl, she don't even have her real picture on her Facebook, but me and her can relate. And actually, the same guys be sending us the same message. That's why I be saying, like, some of these guys really copy and paste messages to everybody. Like,
that
you get
at one time.
Yeah, like, it's ridiculous.
I can tell a story, and honest.
What?
when everybody was on Facebook, I meant not Facebook, MySpace, I had a girl picture and I had my phone number. So the guy called and I get this message on my answering machine. Yeah, baby, I love your picture. Oh, I want to do something with you. So I called the dude, got back. I said, man, do you know that's an internet picture? And that says male, you know, you got the gender. And I'm like, did you read that it said male, nigga? I don't like no woman. I mean, I like women. You know what I'm saying? I love coochie.
You're not a woman, yeah.
Well, you know what I'm saying? And then he said, my bad, I thought you was a kid. I said, man, you got to watch out. You can get kicked like that during that internet calling folks like this.
Now, that is funny. That is a damn shame.
He liked the picture and called the number.
No, like, yeah, you know what? On some real shit, I can't stand when females do that to me. Like, and one time I really couldn't understand why this girl would not leave my instant message alone. I'm like, no, like, I'm like, you're this persistent. Why don't you promote this party that I got coming up? And she like, why do you want me to promote a party? I just want to eat your pussy. And I'm like, because
what?
I need to do something besides want to eat my pussy, because you're not going to get that done. Like, that's not going to happen. Like, get your shit together. Like, I'm all about putting people in the right direction. Like, you in the way, you drawing, like, I could definitely point you in the right direction, and I'm not going to stop. I'm like, yes, yeah, it's right there around the corner. No, don't come back around the corner. Like, you gotta put people on. Like, sometimes it's really ridiculous what people think that they can get away with nowadays. Like, get your
It's somebody out there not telling them straight, you know what I mean? Somebody is out there leading these people astray, and they just don't know how to say, okay, I understand you said no. Like, they just like,
No home training? Yeah.
Yeah, that too, like, you people enabling these motherfuckers? Steve McNair, that's all I got to say. Steve McNair. Definitely don't want to end up like that, poor fella. Rest in peace. We love you. But
that was so sad.
That's, I know, like, right? Damn shame. And shout out to my homegirl, Miss P. You know what I mean? She got those sweetest massages, head, neck, back, legs, feet, and hands. It's a little promo moment. You know what I'm saying? She'll help you feel good and feel like new. Email onlympsm@gmail.com. Book your appointment today. Show the girl some love. You know what I mean? She just sent me that text out. I'm going to send this to some people on my phone. She going to get some stalkers. Watch. I don't understand why people stalk, though. I be telling people all the time, like,
no,
even when
life.
I was, huh? What?
No life.
Yeah, or whatever it is. Like, you know, you tell people all the time, like, no.
Remember that girl kept called the show and came on to you and you hung up on her?
Oh, yeah, I knew that was my homegirl. She told me and shit. I don't remember that.
No, it wasn't.
Huh?
No, it wasn't.
What you talking about? Yes, it was. Who did that? I forget right now. Sorry, boo, I love you. But remember when she was saying, she was like, I just gotta have my eye on fire or something, she was saying. But yeah.
And remember your friend Kale said, shoot, honest, I can get something from you too. I can do it both ways. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember. Shut up, Jamel. You all remember that. Check out old episodes of Philly Shop Radio. You know what I'm saying? Jamel giving y'all a little hint. You know what I mean? Listen to them all. They all crazy. We go in on the show. But beyond anything else, we play that good music. You know what I'm saying? My homeboy Knowledge was going to send me some new music I could play on the show, but I didn't get it yet. So, you know, maybe I'll play some of the music that I already have.
You know, we're definitely looking forward to seeing him perform this Sunday down Mill Creek. But no, we're going to start calling. All right, cool. But this my shit.
Oh, yeah.
She did to start it up. What you say, honey?
Oh, yeah, I meant to announce here. Coming soon to Philly Shine Radio, Wet and Wild Wednesdays.
Yeah, Truth Teller is definitely going to get in her squishy, gushy bag, you know. And I don't know how squishy and gushy we get on Wednesday night. And we'll show some love to my boy Knowledge. Let's check it out, y'all. And I'm having a problem. He played it on Start It Up.
Plotting through my city, wonder how it ever came to this. Pussy ass niggas talking all this undercover shit. Talks about the hottest happy niggas, I ain't heard of them. Other happy rapping right, how fucking absurd of them. Screaming out the city when they feel that it's a benefit. When they just fucking leave, treat it like a friend with benefits. I'm about to have a fit, this shit is dead wrong. These cats is out my sight, I'm about to put them on. I feel like Nas did when he made Stillmatic. Destroy your rebuild, about to eat the all these faggots. Set up in the cut, watch these niggas fuck it up. Now like J-Lo in that movie, I done finally had enough. Got to pick up all the pieces, clean up all the pieces. Campaign hard till the fitness is decreasing. And I don't need no backing, I can do it on my own. Gemini, two sides, stocking them alone. You call this place your city, I call this bitch my home. I'm jazzing all you niggas, the welcome mat is gone. Me, I stand alone, you can come and bring your friends. I just leave you all buzzed, cause my bars, they never end. Tired of the fake shit, bored with the politics. About to bring the change, explode on some Obama shit. Better yet, I'm the new age mayor, good. Eradicate your niggas, drop a bomb up in your hood. And you can bring your workplace, nigga, have it your way. Travel with the flow, I can bring them lots all day. Mr. 32 and up, kid, that be my alias. All you niggas ass getting pumped like a jersey fit. I bring that exclusive shit, y'all a bunch of loser shit. Y'all bring that, well, that nigga paying out producer shit. None of y'all can fuck with this celibate. You be having nightmares in your sleep about catching up, relish it. Hey, y'all on some jealous shit, gossip with the fellowship. Bragging about your rings, nigga, go and join the fellowship. Y'all life is embellished and ain't nothing in it true. Your niggas even fake, meaning you ain't got a crew. And me, I come through reppin' Philly till I die. And even if they kill me, I'ma rep it in the sky. Sick of hearing PSC when it's really NES. Had to quote my label mate, hello, sign up on the chest. I ain't just relieving stress, trying to get a message out. Real niggas stand up, push these fucking cowards out. I was on vacation with this shit, now it's back to work. Undertaker flow, about to throw a mic inside a hearse. You can ask my nigga West, you can ask my homie Duke. Live and Coast will tell you niggas, I'm the truth up in the booth. Siege will let you niggas know, God will give you bitches sight. Teddy rotten with that nigga, Dash will set these niggas right. Trizzy got respect for me, me and Keenan passed it up. I'm through with the childish game, sick of it, I'm throwing up. Y'all been doing wrong, and me, I'll be that consequence. You can try and fuck with me, you'll wish you practice abstinence. My city, my residence, rest it till my final breath. I don't need a crown, I don't want it, I'll accept the best. Take this shit just how you want it, truly, I don't give a fuck. Starting me like charging for me forward, please don't press your luck.
My homeboy now is doing a scale to start it up, dude. They'll be in the building Sunday, Mill Creek, Diamond Spotlight, first Sunday music event. It'll be crazy. Tonight we're talking about sexual stalkers, you know what I mean? Shout out to everybody calling and sharing their stories. We got a couple little side topics going on live with my girl Truth Teller, a.k.a. Bolet Tongues, Mr. Jamel. I mean, and of course, Jaffo represents 58th Street All Crazy.
That's you too, brother. You also giving them that pimp knowledge. I feel like that's always important, you know what I mean? Giving everybody the knowledge.
You don't know, over four. Stop being so hype, you know what I mean? Shout out to everybody joining in on the show. Definitely part one if you want to talk. Join in on the show. Like I said, we'll be a mic. We heard from a few callers tonight.
Shout out to Philadelphia Gates and any showboat who called in, a couple of private callers, you know what I mean? It is what it is. We having fun on the show tonight. Show love to my girl Truth Teller too. She said, I asked her, like, have you ever been assaulted? She said, I can't even remember. 9 times out of 10 it means F no. You know what I mean? You can't remember something like that. You ain't doing that. But I swear, I feel like this is a PSA. Public service announcement. You know what I mean? If somebody said no the second time, maybe it's not gonna happen. The third time, you're drawing. And the fourth time,
you're funny. You know what I mean? She's probably showing your text message to her girlfriend.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
So, okay, you say no the first time. You know, you might try a second and third, but after 3 times, motherfucker, you're getting cussed out. Believe it, I'm going to cuss you out. And if you still don't go, after I cuss you out, I'm deleting your number. And if you still don't go, yo, every time you call me, I'm just going to say something real smart and ignorant. Every time you text me, best believe it's going to be something smart and ignorant.
Well, you know what I mean? Sometimes you have to just say shit to people. Shout out to my girl, Miss T. She said she in the building. I'm going to open up her mic and show her some love. I was just telling you guys about the Swedish massages. Definitely hit her up and get that good rub down. You know what I mean? Feel better. You'll feel better. What's up with you, girl? Welcome to the show. Miss T. Did I open her mic? 215-300.
Can you hear me? I can hear you.
Hey, how are you?
What's good? I just called in. I'm locked in. I just got in the house. I said, let me tune into my girl. Show her some love. Shout out to Philly Shine Radio. Honest Fire. Definitely doing big things in the city.
Definitely so, shout out to LL Miss T on Fix Your Focus Radio. You know what I mean? Doing her thing. Shout out to your co-host, the distinguished DJ Kurt. Yeah.
It's crazy. So shout out to him.
But, yes. You know, Lana, I already told you guys, you know what I'm saying? Y'all want that massage? Go to onlympsm@gmail. Hit her up. Emailing your appointment today, but tonight's topic, we're talking about sexual stalkers. Like, either they on the internet trolling, they inbox, texting.
Oh, wow.
You either gave it to them once, and they won it, or you didn't give it to them, and they just still bugging you. Like, no, motherfucker.
All I have to say is about all the stalkers. Just die already. Like, I don't know why guys are pressed on females. They're just not interested in them. Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
But I have a couple of stalkers who constantly inbox me all day. But I just ignore them or I block them. So I don't really pay them too much attention. I don't entertain them.
Yeah, but But wait. Y'all want to hear something really funny, though? But after you tell them, like, you're not interested like a million times, and they finally get it, they be like, I ain't with your ugly ass anyway.
Yes, then they try to argue at you and curse you out, call you all type of bees.
I could pull you. Yo, I'm going to tell you, like, me and my one girlfriend, one time we just sitting there talking, and we like, hold up, he inboxed you too? And come to find out we had the same text.
What?
Dude, like, he copied and pasted. Like, it's ridiculous.
Oh, no.
Like,
so he was spraying messages in a mass text.
Yeah,
you know
a mass text.
SOH to him. Fuck out of here for that one. That's a straight fuck out of here. We need to put him on blast. You should have put him on blast.
Yo, you know what? We was thinking about it, but we like, you know what? I don't even feel like it because... If the boy is this persistent with your inbox, if we put him on blast...
Oh, gosh, he might go crazy,
you know,
calling
like,
up on the show.
Yeah. Yo, yeah. Get cussed the fuck out. It's going to be crazy. But we accept it to a certain
those niggas checked early. Like, you gonna get
definitely
checked, like, it's your payday and shit. Like, you gotta check these motherfuckers. But you know what I mean? Have you ever had a situation where you were the stalker? That's part of the topic too. Like, where, you know what I mean? Where you was like, I got to get this. Like, normally
okay,
when the girl's a stalker, they you get what you wanted. Like.
Yeah, most likely, most of the time. I mean, when I was younger, I remember it was this one guy that I just had, like, a crush over. And I didn't think I was ever going to talk to him. Like, you know how sometimes you're not confident and your self-esteem
mm-hmm.
isn't there, but you really, really want to talk to him, you just don't know how. So it was one of those situations where I had, like, a mental crush on him, but I wanted to pursue him, but I was scared to. But I ended up getting him anyway.
Oh, you always get on me, you know what I mean?
Always, always. This is the power of the mind, you know?
The chick you're choosing.
Exactly.
Say that again. The females are the choosing, you know what I mean?
Definitely,
what
would
you say, Daffo?
I said the females do the choosing, you know what I mean? So, you know, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah,
definitely.
We're controlling this. Y'all already heard my...
Y'all heard that new Beyonce song, Girl Power, Control the World. They just don't know it yet.
You know what? I've been so busy, I haven't even heard it. My sister told me that it was stupid crazy.
Yes, you have
it.
To get that. I'll send it to you so you can have it.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. I got to bump that joint. I got to get your music back in the switchboard, too. For some reason, it's not going to play for me. You try to get that shit popping. But y'all know I've... Show love to Biz P countless times.
Definitely.
Radio,
oh,
blog
I'm
talk
not
retarded. Oh, definitely. I blog talk for you, yo. Yo, one day we're going to find the people at blog talk. We're just going to give them a good talking
to. You know one thing? If they want some money or something like that, they will call you. Like, blog talk will hit you right up. Hi, it's rent time. Time paid the rent. They like landlords and shit. They don't slumlords, you know.
Yeah, but when it's time to keep the music, you know, working and shit, they don't want to do nothing. Like, they don't want to do no repairs.
No, do no repairs. They fucking slumlords.
Fucking slumlords. Fucking blog talk.
Definitely, I talked to Tim already, you know what I'm saying? Go get it popping and join the UE Radio family and show love to your Friday night over there. Definitely big up to Kelly Driver and be a guest on her show this Tuesday. So y'all
definitely
already know that joke will be over crazy
okay.
sexy.
We have another caller. Put your hand up.
Wait a minute. Oh well, we'll get to the caller. Definitely, oh yeah, we gotta show love to everybody joining in the show. Like I said, we talking about that real promotion tonight, you know what I mean? Miss P in the building, talking about UE Radio. Talk about the Slumlord Blog Talk Radio. Live with my girl Truth Teller 215-435. What's good? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
What up? You already know who it is.
I do. Who is it?
Tweety.
Huh?
Tweety.
I can't hear you. Oh shit! I know who it is. Hey. I can't hear you. You know what's so crazy? I used to know your number by heart, and then I started forgetting it or whatever. Now I got it now.
Yeah, I'll be listening. I had to call in now.
That's Weedy Beats. Shout out to Ed Weedy Beats. You know what I'm saying? South Philly dog. Crazy talented producer. You know what I mean?
I appreciate
Diamond
that.
Diamond Spotlight. Diamond Spotlight missing, but, you know.
Yeah, I had to call in.
I know the first time was my
phone.
Fault, but, all right, yeah, he ain't got nothing to say. But, you know, Diamond Spotlight, this Sunday, you got to come through. What you up to? Get us up
what is
to
on
the
a Sunday?
Get into the freaky topic.
That's
yeah.
Sunday.
Yeah, but, y'all said something about that Beyonce song. That shit corny.
This Beyonce song corny, you die. You're corny. I don't even hear the song and I know the song is the shit. Why are you mad?
It's not.
You really not mad, but you really try to say on my show. I only like a couple people on my Facebook and even in life. Carlito, Jeezy, myself, and Beyonce. Like, don't
listen to this. The Beyonce song.
Me.
I don't like, but the Eve and Swiss Beat song is hot.
What Eve and Swiss Beat song?
The new one that came out. That joint hot, but
yeah.
That Beyonce joint corny.
Why is Beyonce song corny, Mr. Weedy B?
I don't know. It's just not, I'm not feeling it. It's like,
all right, then that's not a good argument. No, we can't even talk.
I'm about to tell you.
I'm
about to tell you.
Tell me.
It's not her usual type of track. Like, I mean, the shit she did before was way better than that. She took a long break and came back shitty.
That's a fucking ass fucking thing to say about my boo. I'm about to
check
it out right now.
She's hot though.
Huh?
But that one,
I love her.
Yeah, she hot, but that one is not.
That song is not hot.
No, they just piped it because she Beyonce. It don't matter if the joint was whack or not, but they piped it because she.
You know
Beyonce.
What? I'm about to take a little break, and I got to do a couple things. I got to call in the Bigger Cheese Show and request my boy Dollar Ride song. I definitely fucks with the Bigger Cheese Show, probably streaming right now on knsradio.com. And check out episode of Philly Shop Radio, www.knsradio.com. But I'm going to check out Beyonce's song because I actually saw Beyonce. I saw Beyonce and Young Jeezy. I shouldn't have said Young Jeezy out loud because one day I'm going to kidnap him. Damn, I shouldn't have said that out loud. All right, back to the show.
You know what I want to hear?
What?
I want to hear that Poker Face song.
You want to hear what?
The Poker Face song.
You said
we ain't playing the Weedy Beats on it. What's up?
Oh, shout out to Beyonce's song Move Your Body, doing a remix for Get Me Body, and definitely showing love to people who are a little big. You know what I'm saying? She trying to tell y'all, move your body, lose some goddamn weight. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I take offense to that right now.
Why do you take offense to?
I'm going to cut you later. I'm going to cut you later, bitch.
Why? What is wrong? Ain't nothing wrong with people who are overweight. Obese, or if they have like a whatever, you know, all she's saying is she changed it up to, instead of it being like a dance song about like freak dances, like world dances where you can move your body and work
out.
I know you represent for the big girls. Watch out for you all. You know what I mean?
Watch out for the big girls. Watch out for the tongue roll.
Watch out for the big girl and her tongue roll. She might just sound like, now that you say a big girl tongue roll, that sounds like a motherfucking Swiss roll with a lot of cheese and sauce on it and shit. You know, you ignorant as shit. All right, I'm sorry, okay? I'm a little ignorant, but y'all now let y'all know that. Don't judge me, no.
What
you say, Weedy?
He said something. Huh? What you say, Weedy? I'm just saying. What's up with some Weedy Beat music?
What you say?
I know you got some Weedy Beat music in your playlist.
Blog Talk, stupid. I used to hear your beats in here, and then Blog Talk took them away for some reason. They do dumb shit. Okay, so I'm Louis, bitch.
Oh, man.
Next month. Like, no, if I don't pay rent, they're going to do some more strange shit to my fucking show. But, no, you don't get no love. All you get is love. You know, like, whenever anybody mention beats, I mention you. You know what? I have been really trying to get your freaking phone number. I hit up your damn Facebook. You don't ever inbox me back. But it's cool, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely
on
the
way.
You know why he don't inbox you back? Because he probably is probably buried under all them sex stalkers he got.
The who?
The top of the night stalkers.
You the spirit of it.
Let's ask you the topic question, Mr. Weedy B.
Have you ever had any sexual stalkers, internet sex stalkers, texter,
yes,
somebody who just had to get some more, or?
Yes. I had a couple people just use me for, like, music. They call me and shit like that.
And then when they call
me.
That's stalking.
Not somebody who you gave it to. Somebody who just won't stop stalking you for it.
Man, not recently, but it happened in the past. But I know I pursued somebody like that.
Okay.
Not on those shit, like million messages, like, yo, all that. That's out of hand. So the answer to that question for me, no.
But
I can say, if you want something, you should pursue it.
That's true. You know what I mean? I feel like that's true.
Hold on, wait. But if you get told no, like more than 5 times, why keep pursuing it?
All right. Why would you tell them the reason why you're saying no? Instead of just being ignorant, just saying no.
You do. Just like, I'm not interested. Like
y'all don't say that. Y'all don't
say
that. Y'all just say no.
How you know what you said?
Females to do that. Just like, no. No.
No. Either way, all right. First of all, why the fuck I gotta explain my no to you? Like, what the hell? Like, what is that to me?
Like,
yo,
just like,
I'm
if
really...
a man tells you no, and you won't want to know why he's telling you no, right?
No, but all right, fuck it then. I
tell
you,
on to the next one.
What am I gonna keep pursuing if you said no? You play the numbers game. You go to somebody else who will say yes. That's what it's about. Like. You'll get your yes somewhere if it's not there. But if you keep wasting your time on a no, you're wasting time. You know what I mean? Time is precious. And that's another message for tonight. Stop stalking. Time is precious. You're losing precious time in your life. You know what I mean? You keep going for that one, and it's more ones. You know what I mean? Like they say at the strip club, more ones. Just understand it. And on a side topic, I am sick and tired of not knowing people whose birthday it is on my Facebook. Like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, for real, it'd be like 2-3 persons out of the 12 people whose birthday it is for the day. And I'm just like, I never talked. When the hell did I accept you? Who are you? But shout out to DJ Lock and Loaded. It's his birthday, you know what I mean? Big ups to him. That's my nigga right there.
Stupid.
Shout out to him. That's my baby. We be partying down at World of Soul and everywhere else. Down at the Gold Coast. Definitely shout out to you. Gotta say happy birthday to him. And Philly Music, man. Happy birthday to you. But, man, whoever you are, I don't know you. I'm about to delete him. Like, who are you? A confession for me. I delete people on my birthday when I don't know them. I'm like, won't even talk, like, delete, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, like, all right, back to the show. Because I'm not a stalker. I don't have no time being, and that's what I be thinking, like, the person, you must be stalking me or just,
all right, what about this?
I don't know what you're doing, like, why are we friends?
What about this?
No,
this
wait.
If somebody wants you and they act like they don't want you and you keep pursuing them, is that stalking?
If somebody wants you?
Yeah, you know they want you and they tell you they want you, but they trying to act like they don't want you. You get what I'm saying?
I think that's a waste of time, too. Like, don't act. You know what I mean? Because, like, I just, that's not stalking. That's just corny, like. Why are you denying something that you want? You know what I'm saying? Like, that is just the nuttiest behavior ever. Because I'm not going to, if I like a person, act like I don't like them. Like,
girls be doing that. They be thinking they too good. Like, I mean, don't answer niggas.
Yeah, I be doing that too. That's games people play. But I think that's a corny game. Right, Dalfo? I just got to check with you being.
Hell yeah. You know what I mean? You know, a lot of these dudes got, you know, Got girlish games with them, man. You know, dudes need to just step up. I mean, man up. Just do what men do. A lot of these dudes come around with the heart on their sleeve and, you know, do little girl shit. You got dudes with little attitudes now and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, full be grown ass men, like, you know, won't speak to my, like, you know what I'm saying? Little girl shit, man. I mean,
that's girl shit. Like, you don't speak up for when you want something or whatever. You fronting on a person that's sitting right there in front of you. That's corny, you know what I mean? That's the deal. You shouldn't waste your time with that either. Like, even if you know the person like you, or you just shake the bitch, like, listen, bitch, I'm fighting on this bitch. suck it, something. Put it in her mouth. If she likes you, she'll keep sucking it. You know what I mean? Like, that's my advice.
Don't take my advice.
Ignorant.
don't take my advice, please. No, I ain't shit.
Okay, and if you gotta get into these callers, we had, you know, a faithful caller, you know, that was holding on, Vinny. He's been holding on for a minute. Vinny's back. What's up, Vinny?
Yeah, ghetto. Yo,
Vinny, we about to leave Philadelphia together and just never turn. We gonna keep going and never turn back.
You're riding, Vinny.
We leave everybody behind. I'm leaving everything. I'm leaving my home. I'm leaving my son. I'm leaving my boo. I'm leaving everything.
You're leaving me.
I'm leaving Truth Teller. I'm leaving everything. I'm gonna still be on Philly Shine because you know that's worldwide.
No, you leave me. I want half of every motherfucking thing, bitch.
I don't give a fuck. You can have half. Vinny, listen. We gonna argue right now about this. I don't give a fuck. You can have half. I give you
half
of my weed.
Too, bitch. Like, dog.
No. That's after you. You know
what I'm
saying? But
that's
my baby. I'm going to pack my bags and I'm going to braid my weed out the window and just climb down it like a fairy tale.
Baby.
And be out.
Right out. Hey, y'all, I sent you that music, too.
Oh, okay, well, we're going to get it popping for the next show. It's a little too late now. Like,
you better listen to that, man.
I appreciate it.
You listen to it.
Man, you gotta stalk me about it. Like, damn. Like, you told me.
I'm always going to stalk you. I'm a professional stalker.
I'm a professional.
Carlo, I see you. We're going to get to you in another second.
We're going to check on the caller. Vinny could chill with us, you know what I mean? Don't hang up this time, Vinny. But go ahead. We're going to ask the next caller about the topic question because we definitely got to know. Like, have you had any thoughts?
All right, here we go. 267-979.
Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Oh, shit, I know who that is. G5 in the building. What's good?
Yeah, what's good?
Yo, chillin'. Welcome back to the show, T-Stacks. How you been?
How you been?
Wonderful. Chillin' off. My usual. You know what I mean? So you got to join us, let everybody know what's good with you, what you've been up to, give us a little update.
Working hard. Working real hard. What's up? I'm going to see you on Saturday, right?
Saturday. Oh, you doing the My Time to Shine show?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, I got to see you Sunday, too. I was going to hit you earlier today, but I got a little busy.
Yeah.
You know, we definitely welcome G5, Diamond Spotlight.
Yeah.
What's up, baby?
Yeah, I'm going to be down there. You know that.
Tony and his bitch. Yeah.
You said
motherfucking
what?
Motherfucking Tony. Motherfucking.
What'd you say? I don't know what the hell happened. But, you know, we got to ask you the topic question, T-Sticks. You know what I mean? Have you ever had a situation where you had a sexual stalker, a person who just had to keep asking you for it and just begging you for it and just leave you alone for it, like even internet sexual stalker?
I've been in them type of situations before.
What the fuck was that noise, Truth Teller? Oh no.
Hey, Truth. Don't be poking me like that. Don't be poking me like that.
Uh oh. I'm sorry. But you know you were sexy motherfucker. She gave us a tongue roll. You know what I mean? Yeah, definitely shout out to T-Sticks. I'm sure you probably got your internet popping, your Facebook Yeah, I be stalking him on Facebook.
What's up? We haven't hung out in a long time, man. You still love me?
Oh, hell yeah, always. Publicly, forever. Like, I swear to God, I was going to hit you up early today, but we got so busy. Shout out to our buddy too. Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything pop. We got here. The new music is crazy.
The Young is working on original stuff right now, though.
Okay, that's what's up. Shout out to the Swagged Out Boys, Reese Swag. I miss Lil Xy Rico, though, for real, real bad. I ain't seen him in a long time.
Yeah,
bring him out on an early joint for me Sunday.
Yeah, they working. We going to come through there, though. We going to show you. I was going to surprise you. I called you tonight because I wanted to be like, damn, you know, I didn't want to just pop up and just see you on Saturday. I wanted to let you know that I will be in the house Saturday.
All right, for those who haven't been on my Twitter, Facebook, or whatever, under a rock, I'm definitely hosting the My Time to Shine showcase this Saturday at Club Matrix. Shout out to my boy, Flea Red Face, Gilly, 8th Gang, The Trooper, D West, Hollow Man. It's going to be, like, really, really ridiculous. I'm up in Swagged Out Boys, D5 Entertainment, will be in the building, so... I'm about to go check out that lineup right now. But like I said, I've been seeing it, talking about it all crazy all day long. Like, I got a robot tweeting shit too, and my robot can work for you for a price, huh?
Your spotlight been getting so many comments and stuff on my page. It's crazy.
Definitely show love in the Diamond Spotlight group. You might as well get in there. You're getting on it yourself. You know what I mean? I'm open to everybody saying whatever they're saying. But some of your shit you say, I'ma definitely talk about you on Philly Shy Radio. Y'all know who y'all is. But Diamond Spotlight is going down this Sunday. It's going to be really, really crazy. I'm glad to know that you will be in the building. Shout out to my little young boys, to Swagged Out Boys. Shout out to you too, T-Sex. We need some T-Sex in the playlist.
Yeah, it's all love,
Yeah, I heard Tamu got some of your music. He be playing it on Gutter Talk Radio. You thought I wasn't going to say nothing, but I said it.
No, to move that's my nigga. We say G too.
Yeah, we be showing love to you on KMSRadio.com all the time. But yeah, like I said, I don't hate a song, so it's cool. I'ma stalk to move and get it. I'ma definitely play it.
I'ma keep stalking T-Sex. That's what I'ma do.
Yeah, I'm about to
talk T-Stacks, too. I need to get that Honest and T-Stacks record. I'm going to come out of retirement. I want to do something with you.
Yo, we're going to do a song. Yeah, we got to work on that joint next week. All right, I'm with it. I'm so with it. That's going to be crazy.
T-Stacks is a rapper? Hold on. How come I ain't know nothing about that one?
Yeah, because he be on a chill. We got to do a chill.
I just do features right now.
I need to get on a weedy beat.
Yeah, we gotta get it on a weedy beat. You know what I'm saying? I gotta
leave
it up to.
Hey, Iris, pick any beat.
Huh?
We gonna get a good beat. We gonna go off a good beat.
Yeah,
that's
we gonna
the weedy
go off
beat.
A real good one.
Yeah, definitely cool. We want some magic.
All right, I'm with it. I'm with it, y'all. I'm ready to go out and get a drink. Like, I'm not. Just...
Hey, Honest, you got to check Reef out on that new We Run the Streets DVD, too.
All right, yeah, y'all. Definitely shout out to it. We Run the Streets. Crazy, crazy swag. I got to hit his ass up. Anyway, get some shit popping. But it's going to be so amazing this Sunday. I'm doing some crazy-ass promotion. I got so many people helping out with the event. Shout-out to Strictly Graphics. Shout-out to Back to Basics, World Rap, TV.net, J. Raina Smith,
DJ J3, Southern Muscle Radio, down in Tampa, doing a real, real super crazy radio. Got the BDS tracking. I'm going to make sure I give out some real nice prizes. I'm buying beats for Sunday. Weedy Beats, you got to be included. It's going to be so crazy. Diamond Spotlight, Diamond Edition. Everybody will be there, like, and we're going to be crazy vibing. Like, I swear to God, the last show was sick. Lance Diamond Spotlight was sick. I tell you, I got calls about people doing collabs, people buying CDs off each other, like 6 one-night stands, 2 threesomes. Even my girlfriend had a threesome with 2 dudes. It was just crazy. Like, Sunday is going to be like 75, 80 degrees. So,
you know, I'm
okay.
I might even bring out a freaking dress. I don't know how
I wear skirts in the wintertime, so I'm going to definitely still wear my skirt and shit. So, that's not about a damn thing to me. So, I'm at my shit. I ain't all into that touching shit. Y'all fucking touch me. I'm going to strangle you.
I'm going to touch you. I want you to strangle me.
Can you please stop it with these lesbian moments? I'm done.
I never said touch you.
Well,
I could just walk by and just tap you on the arm. Then you always think about the lesbian shit.
Because I'm a lesbian phobic person. Like, yes.
What you gonna have on? I seen you talking about the skirt. What you gonna have on?
I don't know. I'm a little bit wild. You gonna buy my outfit? You gonna buy it for me or something?
Yeah, I could do that.
Nah, I don't believe you.
It took you too long to answer.
I know, right? You took too long, damn it.
I got to tell her to wear.
No, what you say, T?
How about just breakfast?
Yeah, I'll take that.
When you were saying something, I don't know my touch. You weren't referring to Weedy Bees about that, was you?
Hell yeah, first of all, you is half married, Weedy Beats. I don't even want no drama. You done had like 8 bitches call my phone already. I'm like, listen, we're friends, miss. Like, I want to fuck you over his phone.
Fitting,
I was like, what? Say
like,
no, I'm joking. That doesn't happen. I'm joking. That didn't happen. For real, Weedy, you want to touch me? How you going to touch me? You want to touch me?
Talk about that.
I want to hear this too. You said you want to touch me.
This is over tongue roll.
You want to touch me,
BDB? How do you want to
touch me?
You said how?
Yeah.
Touch me where?
Touch me where?
Yeah, right?
Hmm?
The main place.
Boom. Nah, that's just boom. Next. We need a buzzer sound back on the show.
You already know what I'm talking about, though.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I don't read between the lines. We're on the damn live show. Like, I can't read between your lines.
Well, that's why I'm saying stuff like that, because we on a live show. Call my phone, I'll give you all the info.
Well,
no.
Oh,
sit now. No invitation.
We're going to play on your phone now. We got your number. It's
you don't play on my phone.
Like, no, be good.
You cool now.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I remember I used to have a crush on you. Was you jumping in? Nope. I used to talk to him and everything. I used to play in his hair, yo. I would be like sitting behind him in the car, not blowing his ear. And he didn't even know what's going on. And he talking about he want to touch me.
You ain't talking about weedy.
Time change. That is a new single. It's a new saying for the day. You ain't talking about weedy beats. Like, no, that never happened either.
You're going fire right now.
I get him on his knees. And I'm gonna, like, no. But shout out to everybody joining the show. It's just so much love, you know what I mean? Everybody got their little internet stalkers, their sexual stalkers, you know what I mean? All I'm just really trying to say is, as a public service announcement, stop putting yourself and wasting time stalking a person who didn't get it to you, you know what I mean? If you didn't get it,
you're not gonna get it for whatever reason. You know what I mean? Let it be whatever. I don't know, but if you ain't fucked the person yet, you're not getting it. So just fuck. Just move on. More ones, like they say at the strip club. You know what I mean? Go for more ones. Don't need the same old ones. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, to show some love, we ready to close the show out.
Crazy.
Fragged Out Boys coming out. Motherfucking Weedy Beats coming out. Fire be out. She's telling me out.
Honestly,
we gotta get you big. What you say?
You performing on Saturday?
Am I performing? No, I'm hosting the joint. I'll probably do a little something.
You got to.
You know you are. Stop that.
I'm doing a little something, but you know, mostly when I'm, you know, when you're working, I gotta work. I'm working.
So where's it gonna be at again? What time?
Club Matrix, regular time. Get out there 9, 10 o'clock and rock out with me and have some fun with us. My time to shine. Y'all know I do everything shiny, diamonds. I'm in Team Diamond, Diamond Spotlight, so we shine. New era concert series, new shit, shiny shit. I'm all about that. Like, it's what it is, you know?
All
we got that mind power going. So,
right,
I even Google Shine and I Google Shine and Philly and Diamonds all day long. Like, who's saying what I'm saying? Like, let's rock it out. Team Diamond on Twitter going to be number one soon. Most mentioned. Watch.
I see that. But we have another caller at the last minute. Let's take this caller for the show and
fuck with me. Press the number one. We you gotta join in on the show.
We have it right here.
Caller, press one. We got you.
267-296. 267-296.
Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from? Hello.
Hi. I love your radio station. I love it. Like, I really love it. Like, oh, my God, I love it.
Shout out to my boo. Isn't that the
like, I think you're, like, really hot. Like, oh, my God.
I think you're hot, too.
My name is Taylor. I love you. Like, oh, my God. Like, I really think you're, like, really hot. Like, I think you're, like, really fucking hot. Like, really.
How hot is my show?
Like, all the white girls love you. Like, yo, girl.
What's up, y'all?
You fucking retarded. I know who that is. What's up, El President?
What's up, y'all?
Hey, y'all.
That was a
good one. Yes, that is. Listen, he's not trying to.
I got so many voices you don't even know about. I could be whatever you want me to be. I could be a ghetto bitch and everything.
Listen, but you don't have to come on the show acting all crazy like that, honey. You know,
I had to be a white girl. Y'all know what a white girl
could be. No. I already told you about no. You don't have to do the white girl stuff. But I got to tell you how I was trying to turn Tell Street the other day.
Oh, God. I was scared.
What did you do? Wait a minute. What you say?
I was about to run from the pussy, not go to the pussy.
Yeah.
I'm running away from the pussy.
Listen. Because you know, because, like, I really normally don't be dancing on people or whatever, but since Kel, you know what I mean, since you gay or whatever, I'm like, I'm just going to rub it all on him and just, you know, just, like, have fun and dance on him and shit. Kel was looking like he was liking that shit. And he was like, get off me, girl. Get off me. I'm like, he couldn't even handle. Like, you're supposed to dance with your straight girlfriends. Like, what's up with that? I'm putting you on blast right here on the show. You know what I mean? I was dancing on you just like, because I'm like, it's not going to turn them on. I could just dance on them without getting a stiffy in my back. You know what I mean? Like, you normal guys do. Like, that's why I stopped dancing with guys. Like,
What the fuck we dancing? Why are you hard? Like, that, I gave that up when I was like, we was like 21. Me and Isha just in the club and shit. These guys got spiffy. That shit was scary. Like, oh, no. But, yeah. All right. Did you get a little stiff? Tell the truth.
Oh, no, I did not get stiff.
Yes, you
not
did.
At all.
Then why you push me off you? Why you push me off you?
I felt the pussy juice hit my leg.
Get out of here. He
you
like
a liar.
He likes this stuff.
No, I don't like you no more because you lying, yo. You lying.
I'm lying.
Like,
stop.
No, listen.
No,
I swear,
no,
I wish
no,
my
no,
eyes
no,
was
no.
A...
No, all seriously,
my...
no, for real, though, like, that pussy was, like, real red. It was good as shit. I was about to fuck you right there and there.
No, listen, Kel, stop changing me. I'm done. I'm done with you. Because, like, I swear, y'all, if I had a camera in my eyes, the look that Kel gave me, he was just like... Damn, get off me, honest. I'm like, why? I'm dancing. Like, you're not supposed to like it. You're supposed to just dance back. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fuck is going on? But no, you
I
my baby.
Violent,
I had to get you on my head. Huh? You so violent?
No, I feel violated, y'all. Violated. I thought the police were going to lock me up.
What? Yes.
Hey, honest.
Yes.
I got to go. No. Had fun. Show over. You know, we end the overtime, you know. Close it out for me.
Before y'all leave, I'm having a photo shoot next Monday. I'm having a DJ contest coming up in August. So all y'all got DJs, no DJs. Let them know. The prize will be $1,000. So let y'all know.
You got to come through Diamond Spotlight Sunday, y'all. I'm not your fucking friend no more. I'm not going to rub it on you no more.
I'll come. I need my judges. So my judge, I'm looking for Anna to come be my judge for my best DJ. So
I got you, babe.
auditions will be at Fonzo's Nightclub in June. Y'all niggas don't need them. So y'all better show face. The best DJ get $1,000. The best DJ get $1,000. So y'all better, like, come show face.
How about the best
show you love. We can't. We got to do everything and show love, you know what I mean? Big up to my boy, Kel.
All right, but I
got to
go, really badly. I got to go. I got
to
talk to
you. No, bye. It's fun. I got to be. Shout out to everybody who joined me.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, boom. But, shout out to my boy, Daffo Tilla, with us the whole night, you know what I mean? It's been a wild show, you know what I'm saying, y'all? Y'all might have learned something new about me. You know what I mean? Y'all might have learned something new. I hope the stalkers learned something tonight from tonight's show. So tonight's show was to teach. You know what I mean? It was all to teach. Like, lesson one, don't waste your time stalking motherfuckers. Go to bed. Don't waste your time stalking people. Hey, I swear, I put my son to sleep. He's crazy. Don't waste your time stalking people, basically. And I could turn a gay man straight if I wanted to. You know what I mean? My homie. Y'all know who Kel is. I could turn a gay man straight. Can I, I could go to all the gay people and make them straight just as a dare. Like, somebody should dare that shit to me. And I ain't even going to have sex with them. They just going to want it now.
Why not?
They go, what? They go, think about that shit, yo. I swear to God. Kel hung up, but on some real shit. Y'all know I ain't gonna lie or whatever. I'm sitting here just because, like, I normally don't like people on me in the club because, like, next thing you know, they all over your back, but whatever. But I'm telling you, like, Kel, he was in the club. I'm like, all right, cool, this is my shit. Like, come on, Kel. So then... I'm dancing on or whatever. He was like, oh, honest. Wait a minute. I'm like, you're bitching. But it was definitely fun. It's all in fun. I'm not really talking about him in a bad way. Shit will have the real story and shit. But, again, you got to join us. You coming out this Sunday, Daffo?
I'm trying to get out there. I was out there Saturday for a birthday party. So I'm trying to get out there on Sunday.
Okay,
hello?
Well,
yeah.
See, I'm here. Well, hopefully I'll see you out there.
I like that last performance I went to, though, when y'all had down at the Second and Market, that's what it was?
Second and Market?
What was
that?
Chestnut.
Oh, yeah, when I was down there, with y'all came in, I was shouting out Southwest.
Y'all rocked out that night. That was one of the best showcases I went to in a long time. Next to that night, we used that Mill Creek, of course, you know what I mean? But that was one of my best ones. That was hot.
Oh, yeah, Russell was in his bag doing the piggy on him, That's my shit.
That's what he do, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to all you guys. Thank you. Like I said, we're calling in. We're going to be back in effect. We might do a Confession Friday tomorrow. We'll see. I want to kind of take the night off and get ready for this weekend, pamper myself a little bit. Get ready for Sunday and Saturday's big shows, Shining and Diamonds. But thank you, everybody, for listening in. Listening to Philly Shop Radio. Good fucking night. All you guys, good night.
Peace.